This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Wendy Gruhl, who represents the 2nd District in Los Angeles on the City Council and is also President Pro Tem of the City Council. Welcome to California Politics Today.
I'm pleased to be on your show today.
Tell us why Los Angeles needs campaign finance reform.
Well, I believe that Los Angeles really deserves a government that is open, transparent, ethical, and really independent of influence of special interest.
How subject to special interest influence would you say it is now?
Well, I think there's a perception that there is a undue influence by special interests, and what we really want to do is bring elections back to the people. We want to make sure that there's a grassroots campaign that people don't believe that they cannot, you know, ever become an elected official. And I'll use my campaign as an example. I was told I would never be able to raise the money to be competitive. And I won by 225 votes, and I had to raise over $1.2 million. That's not the incentives we want to put forward for people who have to run for offices, that you have to be able to raise the money to win. You should have good ideas and be able to demonstrate that you have support out there. And we think the Clean Money campaign gives us that opportunity.
Okay, what's the status of your plan now in the legislative process?
Well, we, with my colleagues, Councilmember Eric Garcetti and Councilmember Bill Rosendahl, introduced a motion a few months ago asking our Ethics Commission, along with our various departments, city attorney, city administrative officer, and chief legislative analyst, to ask them to come back in 90 days, and the clock is now ticking for that, in that 90 days, to come back and give us some options to look at successful clean money campaigns and initiatives throughout the country, both in state government and in local governments, and address something that would be specific to Los Angeles.
Okay, when's that 90-day period over?
The 90-day period, I believe, is in February.
Okay, and have you had a meeting already to talk about this?
Yes, the way our council works is we introduce the motion, we ask, and then that motion has to be approved. It was approved by the City Council for them to go and get this report and come back in that 90 days. So there's been an acknowledgement by our City Council that this is an issue worth pursuing. The big task will be as we come to City Council with an actual proposal that we would go to the voters and ask them to support the Clean Money campaign.
Okay, talk in general about how the process would work, hypothetically, once it's set up.
Well, once it's set up, is you would need to get in Los Angeles, and it would, again, depending upon the other cities, you would actually go out and need to get 500 signatures, for example, or people that would contribute to your city council race, $5. That would be it. That you would have to go out and get that group of people to say they are going to support you in your candidacy.
Okay, and if you did that, then...
Then you would be eligible for public financing.
At what level are you hypothesizing at this point?
Well, we're looking, again, at a variety of examples. Right now, we actually do have, campaign financing, public financing in Los Angeles. For example, if you are running for city council, you can spend up to $330,000, and in your initial primary, you can access, if you get matching funds, $100,000. And so what we're asking is to see about a really complete public financing up to a certain level.
Now, the certain level, you just mentioned that in your campaign for city council, you had to raise and spend over $1 million. Is that right?
That is correct, between the primary and general combined.
Now, would that level of funding be available to candidates possibly under your program?
Well, again, it would depend upon the individual elections and the individual primary or general campaign. All of those questions and issues we're asking our staff, the city staff, to come back with and to give us what our options would be. Obviously, I'm one of those people that wants to make sure we have enough money in the city of Los Angeles to pay for police officers, for public streets resurfacing, and so we have to look at it in that context. But again, it has been effective across the country. Clean money campaigns where they've limited the amount of dollars that have to be spent.
Okay, would people who accepted this public financing be ineligible to collect and spend money from private sources?
That is, yes, correct.
And would it be a voluntary program so that candidates who wanted to raise money privately could do so as well.
That is correct. It would be a voluntary program.
Okay. So what I'm saying, though, as these races become more and more expensive, you mentioned $1 million for in your race. Do you think that people raising money privately would still have a substantial advantage over people using public money?
I don't believe so. I mean, you can look at Governor Napolitano in Arizona, who was a clean money candidate and ran against someone who was not a candidate who had the public financing. And she won that election because she went out and talked to people. And instead of spending time raising money, she was spending time getting to know her constituency and working with them. I think that's an effective way in which you can reach the electorate, is to do a grassroots campaign. And having that kind of clean money campaign allows you to run that kind of a electoral process.
Do incumbents still have substantial advantages, and do you think term limits need to be implemented to complement public financing?
Well, obviously in Los Angeles we have term limits, and so that has allowed a new group of people, and in fact I wouldn't be here today, I think, without a term limit. There has been some discussion of expanding term limits to greater than the 8 years we have, but all of that will be part of the discussion as we move forward. I think, again, I ran my first campaign against a sitting assembly member, in essence really an incumbent. I had run in this district three separate times, and yet I was able to still get the votes, and in, a lot was, you know, walking and talking to people and knocking on their doors. And so what we're trying to do is create a system that allows for that grassroots effort, that gets people to run for office who otherwise might not be able to because the challenges, the uphill battle they believe exists having to raise that money.
Okay, let's wrap up by addressing the question of who's supporting this, who's opposing it, and what you see as the prospects for a successful implementation of your plan.
Well, right now, several people signed on the original motion that we had in the City Council, in addition to myself and Bill Rosendahl and the Eric Garcetti. We had Tony Cardenas. We had several other people who were interested in supporting this. No one has come out in opposition to it. I think when, obviously, the devil is always in the details.
What's the next step for people who want to get involved to watch and get involved with?
I think, you know, is the 90 days, as we get a report that we will publicize, we'll have a public hearing in our Rules and Elections Committee. I've asked for the Ethics Commission to have a combined meeting with the Rules Committee to talk about our options. That's the time we'd like to see the public's participation as we draft something that we would put before the voters. And then obviously when we go to the ballot box to get people's input.
When do you expect that ballot measure will be available to the voters?
You know, I, in all honesty, I don't think we have gotten to that level really looking at what the program would be. My hope would be that we would go within the next year.
November 2006?
Correct, or potentially in March of 2007, which is a city election.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you very much for your time and for your efforts on behalf of political reform in Los Angeles.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Bye.
Bye-bye.